Good evening. Welcome to tonight's meeting of Bethlehem City Council for Tuesday, March 16th, 2021, 7 p.m. here in Town Hall. Would all please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. The clerk would please call the roll.
Mr. Callahan?
Present.
Mr. Cologne?
Present.
Ms. Gramsci Smith?
Present.
Ms. Negron?
Present.
Mr. Reynolds?
Present.
Dr. Van Wert?
Present.
Mr. Waldron?
Present. It's myself and Mr. Bedoni here in the rotunda. We're also joined by some members of the administration on our GoToMeeting stream this evening. We'll be adding two communications to our agenda that were not previously listed at the release on Friday. Communication 6H and Resolution 10L will be added to the agenda. They are related to the city's concern over the proposed closure of Ahart's Market. Considering the area is already a food desert, I would ask the clerk to please read Communication 6H and Resolution 10L.
Communication 6H, a memorandum from Councilman J. William Reynolds and an attached proposed resolution in connection with the planned closure of Ahart's Market on the south side of Bethlehem, one of the only two major grocery stores in an area recognized as a food desert by the United States Department of Agriculture. And Resolution 10L, be it resolved that the City Council of the City of Bethlehem urges the Mayor and the City Administration to investigate feasible options for incentivizing the continued operation of a high-quality grocery store at the Ahart's Market site in order to promote equity and protect the health and well-being of individuals and families in South Bethlehem. The resolution is sponsored by Mr. Reynolds and Ms. Negron.
Thank you, Mr. Bedoni. Obviously, the news of the closure of Ahart's Market was something that I think blindsided a lot of people, specifically the residents that live in that area who depend on the grocery store that is currently there. And the resolution that we'll be considering this evening is to encourage the administration to do everything that they can in order to either replace that grocery store as quickly as possible or another option that would provide the residents in that area with a high quality fresh market. Obviously, I imagine that resolution will pass unanimously this evening. And I know there's a group that's organized on the south side that had over 400 signatures to a petition, basically to that same regarding encouraging the city to do everything that they can. And if anyone would like to call in and give additional comments this evening on that topic, you're welcome to do so, but I will let everyone know that's watching at home that City Council and the administration are fully in support of making sure that there's as little disruption as possible in that area regarding a high-quality grocer. As we continue with our agenda this evening, we have three citations honoring retirements. Honoring retirements of employees with Judith Szymanski, Chris Hutchinson, and Christopher Shirk, and those citations will be mailed to them. And we'll be seeking approval of the minutes for February 16th, 2021. If there's no comments from members of council, the minutes will stand approved. And before I turn to public comment, we have a few names signed up. I'll call those folks and then open up to anyone else. But I do know that Mayor Donches would like to make some comments as well, so I'll turn to him first.
Thank you, Mr. President. I did issue a press release this afternoon dealing with the Kellan Foundation, and I think members of council did receive that. But we're all disappointed to learn of Ahart's decision to close their location on the south side. Since December of 2001, Ahart's has provided groceries to the residents of the south side and surrounding communities has been a part of a value partnership for almost 20 years. On a personal note, up until my mom passed away a few years ago, I took her shopping there once a week for over 30 years, so I know the importance of A-Hearts, especially to the people of the South Side. Because of the critical issue of food access for our South Side residents, my administration, we've been working on this important project since A-Hearts' announcement last week. So far, my staff is connected with the existing business and the property owner, and connected with potential replacement grocery tenants, and linked them with the property owner. Earlier today, I announced our engagement of the Kellen Foundation to provide fresh produce an additional two times a week on the western side of the South Side. My staff has also worked with Lanta to understand the bus routes South Side residents can use to access other grocers in and around the city of Bethlehem. I expect to repeatedly publicize this information on social media, our website, the websites of our Southside partners over the next several days and weeks. We are working with CADCB and the Southside Arts Districts to map existing fresh food options to publicize to residents in an effort to link residents with locally owned businesses that can provide fresh meats, seafood, fish, fruits, and vegetables. Connected with potential replacement grocery tenants and link that tenant with the property owner. I support the City Council's resolution. We are all investigating all the options for incentivizing a new grocery store at this location, and we are prepared to work with the right tenant and to offer all the tools in the toolbox to keep that location a supermarket. And I certainly welcome community support urging the attraction of a quality grocery tenant for this location. That support can be helpful when marketing the future retailers and with this current owner and stressing the importance of the use to the property owner. Thank you for giving me the opportunity, Mr. President.
Thank you for your comments, Mr. Mayor. Obviously, we'll have an opportunity for council members to talk about this resolution as we approach it in the agenda, but first we're moving to public comment. Three names previously signed up, Anthony Tassone, Artie Caratola, and Heather Terrible. I'll call those people in that order and then open it up to anyone else who would like to make comments.
Hello.
Good evening. This is Bethlehem City Council.
Hey, how y'all doing tonight? This is Artie Caratola, 813 Lawford Street, Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. A couple things I want to talk, and I may not be able to get them all in 5 minutes, but one thing, I and other people have already contacted the police, the mayor, and different things in relation to things about the parking authority. And not that they're doing anything really super wrong, except they're trying to make money, you know, of course, which is, you know, any business that, you know, we leave with the city. But the thing is, everyone says they're not connected with the city. But, you know, when I talked to Steve, he liked some of the ideas that I had. He wanted me on the board of directors. But he told me that the mayor elects the people for the parking authority. And also, I fill in the parking authority's lot. I can't sue them if I wanted to. Not that I would. Then again, maybe it would. But not really. But, however, I messed up my foot. I can't even walk right anymore because I messed up both my feet and my back and everything. I won't be able to get on a surfboard this summer or whatever because of that. But the thing is, they're exempt because they're with the city. And the city is exempt from lawsuits. Now, that seems like, that doesn't seem quite right. That the people, the taxpayers, if they get injured, if they wanted to be compensated, they can't get compensated. I mean, Steve did try to get the lady to contact me. I contacted her. She never contacted me back to make compensation for my damages. But that's, you know, that's the thing is, what's going on with the city? That the thing is, people, if they get injured from something that's linked with the city, and also the parking authority is linked with the city or not linked with the city, we don't know. A lot of us taxpayers are in the dark on that, and other different sources. The thing is, if we get injured from someplace in the city in a parking lot or something of that nature, we have no course of action. You know, it's not quite right. The other thing is, what isn't quite right, is we're leasing things to people, having to pay a small fee for producing something on property that belongs to the city. And we're letting the parking authority use the streets. Our tax dollars, they're using the streets to make money on their private entity. And other things, like Music Fest too, they're doing their festivals, they're paying rent for the area, and they pay a licensing fee. Why don't the city take charge, and why don't we hire people that will work for less money to go ahead and put money into the city, that will work with the city? Why don't we put the festivals on? Why don't we, the city of Bethlehem, take control of our city? And same thing with the parking authority, take control of it. And one other thing, that if by some miracle this Dark Horse gets elected to be in the mayor next year, one thing is going to be somehow being, everybody works for the city should give up at least 2% of their pay, you know, to the city, because they should be grateful that they're working for the city. And that's not much to be asking. And then we have a lot more money in the funds for the city to be using different things. And we, you know, that's just some of my views. I got other things too that maybe you might say I'm full of it, but the thing is, the fact remains that we need to have control of our city, and we need to get people that really want to work with the city and don't mind giving up 2% of their pay, and will probably work for less to begin with and do just as good of a job, if not better, than a lot of the people that are being paid the big salaries. It makes us wonder what's going on. It makes the city look a little shady that things aren't happening the way they should. That we don't have the budget that we should have. And it should be coming from the people that want to work for the city and are willing to work for the city and that can do the job just as well for less. That's my opinion. I'm Artie Caratola, 813 Lawford Street, Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. Call me 24/7, I take cat naps. 610-867-0256. You tell me I'm full of it, tell me I'm on it, maybe we can do something together. I'm for the people. Have a blessed day.
Thank you, Mr. Caratola. Good evening, this is Bethlehem City Council calling.
Good evening. Good evening, City Council members, Mayor Don Chez, and the residents of the City of Bethlehem. My name is Heather Terrible, and I am the Vice Chair of the Board of Directors for the Bethlehem Food Co-op. I live at 515 6th Avenue in the west end of the city. The mission of the Bethlehem Food Co-op is to help provide access to healthy and affordable food for all members of the Bethlehem community. We stand in solidarity with the community being impacted by the imminent closure of Ahearts Market and are in full support of their efforts to make sure the Ahearts Market location remains operating as a grocery store. The Bethlehem Food Co-op Board of Directors offer our full support behind the effort in securing a replacement supermarket for the Ahearts location. Thank you for your time.
Thank you for your comments. Have a good evening. Bethlehem City Council is accepting comments at 610-997-7963 on any subject not being voted on this evening. If anyone would like to make comment, please call in to City Council at 610-997-7963. This is Bethlehem City Council.
Hi, my name is Will Root. I'm calling to see if I can discuss the Ahearts situation as well.
Yes, if you could give your name and address for the record and then proceed with your comments.
Sure. I had talked with somebody in the Bethlehem government to try to set up a time for you guys to call me. And I was told I was going to get a call, but I guess my name didn't make it on the list. My name is Will Root. I live at 707 Frederick Street in the borough of Fountain Hill, and I'm calling to discuss the soon-to-be former Ahearts property and to urge the city government to ensure that this property will be occupied by a grocery store of some kind, be it through incentives, programs, or other processes. I urge the mayor, council, and all departments to work to draw in, keep, and encourage a community-centric business to occupy this space. I am personally elected to represent 4,700 people in the borough of Fountain Hill. I'm on council there, and this is easily the closest grocery store to our residents by far. And if you move on to Southside, Bethlehem, Five Points, and the area surrounding the hospital, Ahearts was the only walkable store for the vast majority of the residents. C-Town is wonderful. It's a huge blessing, but the community that is served by Ahearts currently is significantly far away from it. And that community is made up of many marginalized peoples, and for persons who driving is not a guarantee. I would urge the city government to do everything in its power to encourage a community-oriented grocery to occupy this space and to try to curtail the obvious option of opening this land up for things like development or other means. If there's any way I myself can be of help or service, I am happy to help. And again, my name is Will Roof. I am on Borough Council in Fountain Hill. You're nice neighbors, and thank you for your time.
Thank you for your comments, Mr. Roof. Have a good evening.
I do as well.
Still accepting comment on any subject not being voted on this evening. If anyone would like to make comment to Bethlehem City Council, the number to do so is 610-997-7963. Hello, this is Bethlehem City Council.
Hello.
Hi,
my name is Delia Marrero. I'm at 607 William Street. I would like to comment on Ahearts.
Thank you. If you would please mute your YouTube stream in the background and then proceed with your comments.
Yes, my apologies. I just wanted to call in as a resident of the community who lives, works, and plays in the area, and the importance of the grocery store and ensuring that the city council supports, you know, maintaining quality access to fresh and nutritious foods in the neighborhood, especially with that grocery store being on the side of town that's, as the gentleman mentioned earlier, further away from C-Town, the walkability and accessibility of residents in that neighborhood to that grocery store is extremely important. Being someone who lives in a part of South Bethlehem that is actually a food desert, we're very limited access to fresh foods. I'm privileged enough to have a vehicle to get around, and I understand the challenges of those folks who don't have a vehicle and who rely on a bus system. It could take them several hours to actually get their food, get home, and that is an inconvenience. So I just want to call in as a resident to, in support of ensuring that we always have access to fresh, nutritious food in the area. Thank you.
Thank you for your comments. Have a good evening. If anyone else would like to make comment to Bethlehem City Council, the number to do so is 610-997-7963. Hello, this is Bethlehem City Council.
Hi, good evening. This is Anna Smith. I'm a resident of 631 Ridge Street in South Bethlehem. I'm calling because I would like to thank Mayor Dantes, Alicia Carter, and all the members of City Council for all their support on this issue of finding a grocery store for South Bethlehem. With fellow resident Veronica Moore, this weekend, we threw together a petition and we put it online out to our friends on Facebook and through email. And as of right now, we have over 500 responses just in a couple days of folks who are extremely enthusiastic about a new grocery store, asking to fill the place of Ahearts Markets and who recognize the importance of this grocery store for our community. And so I just wanted to the letter so that it goes into the record that I have sent to all the members of council. So we ask that you take swift action to secure a new grocery store for the western end of South Bethlehem at the current location of Ahearts Market. The impending closure of Ahearts Market will impact thousands of South Bethlehem and Fountain Hill residents who depend on this store as their only source for a wide variety of fresh, healthy foods and other essentials within walking distance of their home. According to census data, 25% of Southside residents currently live within a half mile of Ahearts Market and live further than a half mile from C-Dom Supermarket. As of April 30th, these residents will lose walkable access to a neighborhood grocery store and will be forced to travel outside their neighborhood to shop for food and other necessities. 19% of these residents lack access to a car, and 25% of these residents live below the poverty line. In addition to the residents of South Bethlehem, Ahearts Market also serves thousands of Lehigh University students who live on Lehigh's campus and in the surrounding neighborhoods, many of whom do not have access to cars. Unlike many predominantly low-income neighborhoods throughout our country, South Bethlehem has historically benefited from access to affordable, healthy food thanks to direct action by our city government to secure quality supermarkets to serve our community. We're extremely fortunate to have both Ahearts and C-Town in our neighborhood. The announcement of Ahearts' closure threatens to put the quality of life in our neighborhoods at risk and place an unfair burden on our community. We ask that you take immediate action to recruit a new grocery store for the location at 410 Montclair Avenue, and as former Mayor Don Cunningham did in 2001, offer all the economic incentives at your disposal to ensure that Southside residents have access to fresh, quality, affordable food within walking distance of their homes. Thanks so much for letting me read that letter, since I know everyone at council has already read it, but I did want to reiterate that we have 500 signatures and counting on it, and all of these folks are very appreciative of all the action that both our city government and our administration and council will take and continue to take on this issue. We will be trying to come together as a community, residents and community organizations over the next few weeks to discuss efforts to mitigate the negative impacts of the departure of Ahearts in the short term before we get a new grocery store, which we will hopefully get. And so I hope that you all will be a part of that, and I look forward to engaging on this, around this issue to ensure that the Southside remains a wonderful place to live and the place where I grew up and chose to come back to and settle down to raise my family. So thank you so much.
Thank you for your comments. Have a good evening. City Council is accepting comment at 610-997-7963. Hello, Bethlehem City Council.
Good evening. President Waldron. It's Dana Grubb calling, 2420 Henderson Place. Reason I'm calling is we read earlier this week the announcement that the city of Bethlehem is going to be getting a little over $33 million in COVID relief block grant. And regarding the AHART situation, I'm sure there are a lot of details that the city staff are still trying to figure out about that revenue coming into the city. But given the AHART situation, I think there may be an application here for use of that money to find a replacement. I think the city definitely should explore that and potentially use some of it at least to reestablish a full service grocer at this particular location. So I'm looking forward to a public discussion about the use of that money in the coming weeks. And I think in terms of priorities, I think this might be a very good use for some of that money. That's all I really wanted to call in and make sure that the city staff and the mayor and council are looking at as a potential option to ensure that Southside residents have access to a grocery in that part of our Southside community. Thank you very much, President Waldron.
Thank you for your comments. Have a good evening.
You too.
Council is accepting public comment at 610-997-7963. This will be our last opportunity for public comment this evening for anyone who'd like to make comment to City Council on any subject on our agenda, as well as any additional subjects. Hello, Bethlehem City Council.
Hi, this is Carolina Hernandez from South Bethlehem. I'm at 2614 Bethlehem Fields Way. I would just like to comment on the AHARs. I'm a proud South Bethlehem resident, proud Lehigh employee. And I just think that it is absolutely crucial for our families and our community to have access to a market, particularly on that side of our community. Our families we're really proud of the work that we're able to do with our community and our families, and the accessibility to healthy, affordable food is actually a justice-driven right. And I think that I'm so proud to be a part of the City of Bethlehem, and I'm confident that you all understand the crucial nature of this for our community, and I just want to support the work that you all are doing and lend my support to maintaining a supermarket on that side of our town. Thank you.
Thank you for your comments. Have a good evening. City Council is accepting comment at 610-997-7963. Be the last opportunity for comment this evening to City Council on any subject on our agenda, as well as any additional subject. The number to call would be 610-997-7963. Hello, Bethlehem City Council.
Hello, my name is Rachel Leon. I live over on 946 East Fifth Street in South Bethlehem. I was just calling to agree with what everyone else has already said tonight. I really want to encourage the City Council to really focus on making sure that AHARTS is replaced with a grocery store that is accessible to everyone in South Bethlehem. Excuse me. We need to really consider our pedestrian population and what is going to be accessible to them in way of food. So thank you.
Thank you for your comments. Have a good evening. If there's anyone else who'd like to make comment to council, the number to do so is 610-993. Callers, we'll move along with our agenda this evening. Communications 6A.
Memorandum from William P. Leeson, City Solicitor, with an attached resolution authorizing the execution of a second amendment to a communication site lease agreement between the City and Metro PCS Pennsylvania relating to communications equipment on the tower structure located at 248 East Garrison Street.
Resolution 10A is on the agenda. Communication 6B.
A memorandum from Alicia Miller-Karner, Director of Community and Economic Development, related to the CDBG Home 2021 Action Plan, with an attached list of fiscal year 2021 CDBG and home requests received by the city. An internal committee reviewed all the applications and made funding recommendations. The recommendations were presented to the mayor for approval in February.
We'll accept a motion and a second to schedule a public hearing on the CDBG Home Action Plan for Tuesday, March 23rd. Sorry, Dr. Van Wert. I just wanted to clarify that will be in the Community Development Committee meeting and not the council agenda. Motion by Dr. Van Wert. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Ms. Negron. If the clerk would please call the roll.
Dr. Van Wert?
Aye.
Mr. Callahan? Mr. Callahan? Mr. Cologne?
Aye.
Ms. Cramsey-Smith?
Aye.
Ms. Negron?
Aye.
Mr. Reynolds?
Aye.
Mr. Waldron?
Aye. Passes 6-0.
Aye also, I'm sorry.
Thank you, Mr. Callahan. 7-0. The remote public hearing will be held on March 23rd at the Community Development Committee meeting. Communication 6C.
A memorandum from Edward Boscola, Director of Water and Sewer Resources, recommending a contract with Phillips Brothers Electrical Contractors, Inc. for wastewater treatment, plant electrical feeder, and equipment testing. The term of the contract runs 120 days to substantial completion and 150 days to final completion from the date of the notice to proceed. The cost is $440,800 and there are no renewals.
Resolution 10B is on the agenda. Communication 6D.
A memorandum from Business Administrator Eric Evans with an attached lease agreement with the Art of Flight Golf, Inc. for the operation of an indoor golf instruction, technology, and fitness facility at the city's municipal golf course.
Resolution 10E is on the agenda. Resolution 10. D is on the agenda. Communication 6E.
A memorandum from Alicia Miller-Karner, Director of Community and Economic Development, recommending a contract with Traffic Planning and Design, Inc. for work related to the East and West Broad Street alternative transportation infrastructure. The term of the contract runs through December 31st, 2021. The cost is $20,000 and there are no renewals.
Resolution 10E is on the agenda. Communication 6F.
A memorandum from City Solicitor William P. Leeson with an attached resolution and associated use permit agreement amendment related to the St. Luke's Health Network DeLong Sports Camp at the Early Schaefer Ice Rink and the City of Bethlehem Monocacy Fields.
Resolution 10F on the agenda. Communication 6G.
A memorandum from Police Chief Michelle Cott with an attached resolution in agreement for the purchase of a duty firearm by a retired officer of the Bethlehem Police Department. Pursuant to the Third Class City Code, retired officers may purchase their duty firearms at fair market value.
Resolution 10G is on the agenda. Communication 6H.
A memorandum from Councilman Member J. William Reynolds, an attached proposed resolution in connection with the planned closure of Ahart's Market on the south side of Bethlehem, one of the only two major grocery stores in an area recognized as a food desert.
Resolution 10L is on the agenda. Reports? I have no reports this evening. Mr. Mayor?
Thank you, Mr. President. A couple points. Administrative Order Number 7. I hereby appoint Grace Pamphlet Smith, Teddy's Church in Bethlehem, to the appropriate Mental Health Services Appeals Board. This appointment is effective through October 2024.
The resolution is sponsored by Ms. Negron and Mr. Waldron.
Discussion? The clerk, please call the roll.
Dr. Van Wert?
Aye.
Mr. Callahan?
Aye.
Mr. Cologne?
Aye.
Ms. Gramsci Smith?
Aye.
Ms. Negron?
Aye.
Mr. Reynolds?
Aye.
Mr. Waldron?
Aye. It passes 7-0.
Thank you. Administrative Order Number 8. I hereby reappoint Linda Barner, 429 Hay Street, Bethlehem, to the appropriate Mental Health Services Appeals Board. This appointment is effective through October 2024.
The resolution is sponsored by Ms. Negron and Mr. Waldron.
Discussion? The clerk will please call the roll.
Dr. Van Wert?
Aye.
Mr. Callahan?
Aye.
Mr. Cologne?
Aye.
Ms. Gramsci Smith?
Aye.
Ms. Negron?
Aye.
Mr. Reynolds?
Aye.
Mr. Waldron?
Aye. Passes 7-0.
Thank you. Administrative Order Number 9. I hereby appoint Joseph Leeson III, 7 East Broad Street, Bethlehem, as an alternate to the Civil Service Board. This appointment is to fill the unexpired term of Walt Dieferdorfer, who resigned. The appointment is effective through December 2022.
The resolution is sponsored by Ms. Negron and Mr. Waldron.
Discussion? Clerk, please call the roll.
Dr. Van Wert?
Aye.
Mr. Callahan?
Aye.
Mr. Cologne?
Aye.
Ms. Gramsci Smith?
Aye.
Ms. Negron?
Aye.
Mr. Reynolds?
Aye.
Mr. Waldron?
Aye. Passes 7-0.
Thank you. A couple updates here for Christopher Wenrich. The city of Bethlehem has been fairly stable the last few weeks. We've been averaging 130 positive cases per week. Total number of people vaccinated as of yesterday, 19,055. Total number of people who have received both doses, 9,963. We have experienced our second dose Moderna vaccine last week, a shortage, and this week, which has led to postponement of two clinics. The city is working with the Department of Health and expect to receive our supply Wednesday or Thursday, and should have everyone vaccinated by the end of the week or the beginning of next week. And we're working with Northampton County of Aging. They began taking phone calls for appointments for seniors who do not have computer or internet access. This will continue every Friday for the following week's clinics. And as of March 12th, the Bethlehem Small Business Cash Assistance, under the direction of Alicia Carter, has received 361 applications. They have awarded $601,500 of home, CDBG, and CARES Act funds. They've awarded 189 grants to small businesses in the city, which has been used to pay for rent payments, employee payrolls, utility payments, inventory, and insurances. Big help to our small businesses throughout the city of Bethlehem. And that's my report, Mr. President.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Ms. Gramsci Smith, do you have a report?
Yes, I do. Thank you, Mr. President. Public Works Committee met on March 4th, 2021 at 5:30 p.m. There were three agenda items discussed at the meeting. The first item was discussion of the proposed gift of two parcels of land to the city that are part of Lehigh Valley Industrial Park. The land was formerly owned by Bethlehem Smoke. The committee voted to recommend approval of the proposed land transfer and referred them to the full council for consideration. of an administration is bill and will adopting policies and regulations for the determination of stormwater user fee credits and for appealing stormwater user fee determinations. The committee voted to recommend approval of the bill and manual and referred them to full council for consideration. The bill is on tonight's council agenda for first reading. The third agenda item was discussion of a proposed bill concerning city contracting policies. The committee voted to recommend approval of the proposed bill and to confer with the administration on the details and schedule a future Public Works Committee meeting to continue discussion of the bill. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Cramsey Smith. We have no ordinances for final passage this evening. We have one new ordinance, Ordinance 9A.
An ordinance of the City of Bethlehem, Counties of Lehigh, Northampton, Pennsylvania, adopting policies and regulations for the determination of stormwater user fee credits and for appealing stormwater user fee determinations. Bill 9, 2021 is sponsored by Ms. Negron and Mr. Waldron.
Discussion? The clerk, please call the roll.
Dr. Van Wert?
Aye.
Mr. Callahan?
Aye.
Mr. Colon?
Aye.
Ms. Cramsey Smith?
Aye.
Ms. Negron?
Aye.
Mr. Reynolds?
Aye.
Mr. Waldron?
Aye. Passes 7-0. Resolutions. Resolution 10A.
Be it resolved by the Council of the City of Bethlehem that the Mayor and the Controller and or such other city officials as deemed appropriate by the City Solicitor hereby authorized to execute the Second Amendment to Communications Site Lease Agreement between the City of Bethlehem and Metro PCS Pennsylvania relating to communications equipment on the tower structure located at 248 East Garrison Street. The resolution is sponsored by Mr. Groen and Mr. Waldron.
Discussion? Clerk, please call the roll.
Dr. Van Wert?
Aye.
Mr. Callahan?
Aye.
Mr. Colon?
Aye.
Ms. Cramsey Smith?
Aye.
Ms. Negron?
Aye.
Mr. Reynolds?
Aye.
Mr. Waldron?
Aye. Passes 7-0. Resolution 10B.
Be resolved by the Council of the City of Bethlehem that the Mayor and the Controller and or such other city officials as deemed appropriate by the City Solicitor are hereby authorized to execute a contract or amendment with Phillips Brothers Electrical Contractors, Inc. for wastewater treatment plant electrical feeder and equipment testing. The resolution is sponsored by Ms. Negron and Mr. Waldron.
Discussion? Clerk, please call the roll.
Dr. Van Wert?
Aye.
Mr. Callahan?
Aye.
Mr. Colon?
Aye.
Ms. Cramsey Smith?
Aye.
Ms. Negron?
Aye.
Mr. Reynolds?
Aye.
Mr. Waldron?
Aye. Passes 7-0. Resolution 10C.
Now therefore be it resolved by the authority of the City Council of the City of Bethlehem that after having reviewed the matter and the report of the Public Works Committee, the gifts of the parcels of land known as 980 Gilchrist Drive and 2300 Commerce Center Boulevard are approved. Administration officials are authorized to accept delivery of the deeds for these properties. The resolution is sponsored by Ms. Negron and Mr. Waldron.
Discussion? The clerk would please call the roll.
Dr. Van Wert?
Aye.
Mr. Callahan?
Aye.
Mr. Colon?
Aye.
Ms. Cramsey Smith?
Aye.
Ms. Negron?
Aye.
Mr. Reynolds?
Aye.
Mr. Waldron?
Aye. Passes 7-0. Resolution 10D.
Be it resolved by the Council of the City of Bethlehem that the Mayor and the Controller and or such other city officials as deemed appropriate by the City Solicitor are hereby authorized to execute a lease agreement with Art of Flight Golf, Inc. the operation of an indoor golf instruction technology and fitness facility at the city's municipal golf course. The resolution is sponsored by Ms. Negron and Mr. Waldron.
Discussion? Please call the roll.
Dr. Van Wert?
Aye.
Mr. Callahan?
Aye.
Mr. Colon?
Aye.
Ms. Kramczyk-Smith?
Aye.
Ms. Negron?
Aye.
Mr. Rouse?
Aye.
Mr. Waldron?
Aye. Passes 7-0. Resolution 10E.
Be it resolved by the Council of the City of Bethlehem that the Mayor and the Controller and or such other city officials as deemed appropriate by the City Solicitor are hereby authorized to execute a contract or amendment with Traffic Planning and Design, Inc. for services related to the East and West Broad Street Alternative Transportation Infrastructure Project. The resolution is sponsored by Ms. Negron and Mr. Waldron.
Discussion? Clerk, please call the roll.
Dr. Van Wert?
Aye.
Mr. Callahan?
Aye.
Mr. Cologne?
Aye.
Ms. Kramczyk-Smith?
Aye.
Mr. Grom?
Aye.
Mr. Reynolds?
Aye.
Mr. Waldron?
Aye. Passes 7-0. Resolution 10F.
Be it resolved by the Council of the City of Bethlehem that the Mayor and the Controller under such other city officials as deemed appropriate are hereby authorized to execute Amendment Number 1 to the Use Permit Agreement between the City and St. Luke's University Health Network for the St. Luke's DeLong Sports Camp at the Early Schaefer Ice Rink in the City of Bethlehem Monocacy Fields. The resolution is sponsored by Ms. Negron and Mr. Waldron.
Discussion? Clerk, please call the roll.
Dr. Van Wert?
Aye.
Mr. Callahan?
Aye.
Mr. Cologne?
Aye.
Ms. Kramczyk-Smith?
Aye.
Ms. Negron?
Aye.
Mr. Reynolds?
Aye.
Mr. Waldron?
Aye. Passes 7-0. Resolution 10G.
Be it resolved by the Council of the City of Bethlehem that the Mayor and the Controller and or such other city officials as deemed appropriate for the City Solicitor are hereby authorized to execute an agreement to effectuate the transfer of city-issued handgun assigned to Christopher Benton, retired city police officer. The resolution is sponsored by Ms. Negron and Mr. Waldron.
Discussion? Please call the roll.
Dr. Van Wert?
Aye.
Mr. Callahan?
Aye.
Mr. Cologne?
Aye.
Ms. Kramczyk-Smith?
Aye.
Ms. Negron?
Aye.
Mr. Reynolds?
Aye.
Mr. Waldron?
Aye. Passes 7-0. I'll accept the motion to second to consider resolutions 10H through 10K as a group.
So moved. Second.
Motion by Ms. Negron, second by Ms. Kramczyk-Smith. And I'll ask the clerk to please call the roll on the motion.
Dr. Van Wert?
Aye.
Mr. Callahan?
Aye.
Mr. Cologne?
Aye.
Ms. Kramczyk-Smith?
Aye.
Ms. Negron?
Aye.
Mr. Reynolds?
Aye.
Mr. Waldron?
Aye. Passes 7-0. The clerk would please read resolutions 10H through 10K.
Certificates of appropriateness under the provisions of the Act of the Pennsylvania Legislature and Bethlehem Ordinance are hereby granted for 62 East Market Street to replace 5 existing windows, 29 East Church Street to replace 2 garage doors and the man door on the rear garage with added light fixtures, 76 West Market Street to replace 4 existing attic windows, 91 through 97 West Broad Street to replace an existing fire escape. The resolutions are sponsored by Ms. Negron and Mr. Waldron.
Clerk, please call the roll.
Dr. Van Wert?
Aye.
Mr. Callahan?
Aye.
Mr. Cologne?
Aye.
Ms. Kramczyk-Smith?
Aye.
Ms. Negron?
Aye.
Mr. Reynolds?
Aye.
Mr. Waldron?
Aye. Passes 7-0. Resolution 10L.
Now therefore be it resolved that the City Council of the City of Bethlehem urges the Mayor and the City Administration to investigate feasible options for incentivizing the continued operation of a high-quality grocery store at the Ahart Market site in order to promote equity and protect the health and well-being of individuals and families in South Bethlehem. The resolution is sponsored by Mr. Reynolds and Ms. Negron.
Mr. Reynolds?
Thank you, Mr. Waldron. Let me just start by, I want to thank Mr. Bedoni, who in the clerk's office, who had helped me to write this over the past several days, and I'm bringing this resolution forward, but I think it's probably something all seven members of City Council would have written in the same way and brought it forward as well. You know, we talk about systemic issues and obviously food access and our ability of our citizens to have access in their neighborhood is, you know, near the top of those type of issues. I see it every day during my day job at Allen High School as far as what food access does for many of my students, and we have certainly heard in the last several days as well as talked about this issue before. And I think that everybody coming together, citizens and Ms. Smith referred before as, you know, 500 people that signed the petition, but as she also mentioned in her communication with us, if you read the comments about what AHARTS had meant to people in the neighborhood, there are things that, you know, you might, and I can tell you, some of them were not surprising to me, but some of them, as you're reading through it, you're thinking, that's not something I thought of before, or I didn't necessarily see it from that particular angle. So there's a lot of value in reading those comments as well, as far as what the value is here. I think, though, that it is important that we realize that as we pass this resolution and everybody is unified with just what this is that this is just a statement of policy. And this is not, this doesn't put a grocery store there, but I think it's a big, big deal that so many voices in our community, the administration, city council, are all unified in a goal here moving forward. And I think that one of the things that we're going to have to focus on going forward is that process that the administration will undertake to try to encourage and incentivize the reuse of this property as a grocery store. And I think that that's something that we all agree on as far as the urgency is concerned. And I think that it is a it's a real opportunity for us to come together to deliver something that is of the utmost importance to our residents. So that was a little bit about why I brought the resolution forward. And as I said, you know, I had written the resolution with Mr. Bononi, but as I was writing it, I honestly believe that it is something that's coming from all seven of us, because I think it's something that we all feel is really, really important for us to prioritize going forward as a city. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Reynolds. Mr. Grom?
Thank you, President Waldron. I was glad that Councilman Reynolds reached out to me, telling me about this resolution he was putting forward, because when I moved to Bethlehem 23 years ago, I lived in the apartment across the street from there. It used to be Lenko, but that was the place. That was the only place we knew, you know, and that was the place that we were always buying groceries. And, you know, all through the 20 years after, I lived in the South Side. So, and I know that Supermercado Mi Tierra used to be where CDAM used to be. And of course, that became my go-to. And when they closed, we also had a lot of movement in the community, making sure that that stayed as a supermarket. It was extremely important. And, you know, we're lucky to have CDAM in there, providing fresh food, and I don't know how many of you know this, but C-Town provides transportation, but it's not enough. It's not enough. I go there often, and individuals, families are standing in there with their bags of groceries. They have three or four vans, and they take two or three people at a time, and they take them home with the groceries, and they don't have enough. People sometimes just have to call an Uber or just catch the bus, because you have no idea what it means not to have a car and needing to carry your kids and your, you know, 10 bags of groceries home. You know, and that is actually how C-Town started. They have C-Town in Easton, they have C-Town in Allentown, and there were families from Bethlehem taking a bus to C-Town in Allentown or Easton, buying groceries because they were gonna get a ride back home for free. And they were coming to Bethlehem so often, they realized they had to open in Bethlehem. And that's how they got there. They were interested, looking for a place. And it is, and still, with vans, and taking two or three families at the time back home with the groceries, they don't have enough. Why? Because there are way too many families without a car, and not able to get to the store. So that building has to remain a supermarket. And I already been in conversations with friends at old supermarkets, and they are more than glad. They actually were looking for that spot before. So I already put them in contact with the administration, and I know for sure that we will have a supermarket there, because we have to. It cannot, you know, it cannot become another building with restaurants and apartments. It has to remain a restaurant, and I hope it doesn't take too long to change to one. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Brown. Ms. Ramsey Smith, and then Mr. Colon.
Thank you. I just want to say I think it was such a bittersweet weekend in the city, because we had the thrill of the food co-op announcing a location on the north side, and everybody was all excited after all the years of planning. And then to hear of Ahar's closing, that was just devastating. And I just really feel for the people on the south side, because I grew up without a car, and fortunately there was a grocery store across the street from us and another store downtown that we have to walk to get our groceries. So I know what that is like to not have a car. Fortunately, I have a car now, but if I didn't, I don't know what I would do, because there is no store within walking distance of where I live. And like Councilman Reynolds said, we see, you know, that the importance of food security every day with our students at the high schools. Majority of our students are on free and reduced lunch, and food security is vital for the existence of all people, especially children and their families. So I want to applaud Councilman Reynolds for the resolution, and the mayor and the administration for being willing to tackle this issue, and I really hope that we can get a grocery store on the south side as soon as possible. Thank you.
Mr. Clark?
Thank you, President Reynolds. Just a couple comments, and thank you to Mr. Reynolds and Mr. Bedoni that worked on drafting the resolution. So when I saw the news article, well, first I heard about it online before I even saw the news article, people just talking about it in local community groups and things like that. But my first thought was, this is the second grocery store those neighborhoods lost. You know, we have to remember the Bottom Dollar that was on Delaware Avenue that closed just about 6 years ago. So a lot of those people who lived in the most western part of South Bethlehem, and then Fountain Hill, as we heard from the Fountain Hill council member earlier, Ahar's became their primary grocery store, especially for those in foot. And Ms. Ann Smith and Paul before referenced some of the census statistics that I wasn't aware of, other than just, you know, some baseline understanding. And if you want to know how many people are on foot around town, especially South Bethlehem, when we resume normal food pantry operations at any of our food pantries, look at how many people walk miles in some cases to food pantry operations at the different food pantries. And those were things that, you know, I didn't always necessarily have an awareness of, but then as I saw about Ahar's closing and thinking, you know, and you know, the communities that serves, and then what void is there? When you go into that neighborhood, it's surrounded by three fast food chains. That's the last thing we want, is young people, college-age people, adults, anybody, rather than being able to go to a local neighborhood grocery store, going through a fast food place to getting something there. So to Mr. Reynolds' point, I know this isn't a lease, this is not a business agreement, this is a piece of policy to encourage it, but I have faith in the administration that every lever will be pulled to sweeten the pot to get a grocer in there. And grocery stores, as many of us are aware, have very, very thin profit margins. It's a small business, but it's a tough business. But now with the closing of Ahar's, there is a void there. There's definitely a need for it, being that two grocery stores with large grocers have been lost to that community. And you know, I wish anyone the best who seeks to further their investment in South Bethlehem by taking over that space. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Clown. Any other, pardon me, Ms. Ramsey Smith?
I'm sorry, I forgot. I just wanted to say a huge thank you to Mrs. Smith and Mrs. Moore for your advocacy. It's very admirable, and the South Side is very fortunate to have you as residents.
If the clerk would please call the roll on Resolution 10-L. Dr. Van Wert?
Aye.
Mr. Callahan?
Aye.
Mr. Colon?
Aye.
Ms. Ramsey Smith?
Aye.
Ms. Negron?
Aye.
Mr. Reynolds?
Aye.
Mr. Waldron?
Aye. Passes 7-0.
Is there any new business for members of the council? Mr. Colon?
I just wanted to briefly, I know every meeting we always thank the Health Bureau, but it was about a year to the date, I believe, today, that we were at town hall for a city council meeting where we were really in the getting in the very early stages of the pandemic. And out of curiosity, I looked up on our city's website. It says Bethlehem Health Bureau was founded in 1980. And I would bet my my wedding fund that when that was formed in 1980, no one ever envisioned we'd be in these times, that it would be a function of the Health Bureau to administer a vaccine for not only our city, but surrounding communities. And going by the mayor's announcement of close to 20,000 people have received their first vaccine, I mean, a great, great deal of credit needs to be bestowed upon everyone at the Health Bureau, whether city employee, volunteer, and all city departments have been impacted. But yeah, this was something that it's been a full calendar year now. I'm confident better days are coming. I'm seeing it at my full-time job. But again, just a big thanks to the health department and all those involved in doing what they've been doing. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Cologne. Any other new business this evening? This meeting is adjourned. Thank you all for joining us.